Welcome back, Summer Breakfast. The BBL season's marching on, as are the Perth Scorchers. They are absolutely flying, top of the table, 10 wins, 2 losses. They're doing all sorts of damage in our domestic T20 competition, and one of the big reasons for that is the form of this man there, quick Jason Behrendorf, who, I've got to say, is a great pleasure to get on the line. Jason, welcome.
Morning, lads. How are we?
Hey, we're good here, and it's great to have you on because we thought we'd make the most of your stay on the East Coast. It's hard to get Perth athletes on breakfast radio over here, Jace.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's usually pretty early for us back in the West Coast. So, no, it's nice to have a bit of time on the East Coast to do a few things. It's been a nice change.
Well, you're joining us thanks to Foxtel, of course, Australia's own dedicated sport 4K Ultra HD channel. So, despite all the drama this season, it's easy for us to forget that you guys have spent so much time away from home. So, let's be honest, Jason. Are people giving you the irrits, or are you closer together than ever before?
Yeah, well, some blokes are, that's for sure. Some blokes are very close, and some blokes are certainly giving everyone the irrits. But no, it's a really good group. We're very fortunate that the majority of our group plays cricket in WA together, so we all know each other really well. There's obviously a lot of really close friendships, and we've got a few of the families on tour. My family's on tour, AT's family, and a few of the other partners as well. So that's also made it probably just feel a little bit more like home, and has definitely made the long stretch over East that little bit more bearable, that's for sure.
How long have you been on the road, Jason? And second part to that question, do you have a line of sight on any potential or possible ability to get home at any stage?
Yeah, so we've been on the road since our first game, which I think it was on about the 8th of December. So we've been over East since then. So moving around a little bit, but now with what's happened, pretty much based in Melbourne. We fly out today, actually, for the game in Adelaide on Friday. But, yeah, it's been a decent stint. And that's something that, yeah, we knew coming into the tournament that there would be a possibility of that. And then now, like you mentioned, second part of your question, getting home. We're hoping that the February 5 border date that WA is going to open to the rest of the country stays true. That's something that, yeah, obviously we're all keen to be able to get home at the end of it. We know that the tournament will finish on the 28th of Jan, so we'll have about a week or so to do something over East. There's talks of maybe some training somewhere, or you might be able to have a little week off or something like that. That's all still in the works. But whatever it looks like at this stage, yeah, we're hoping that February 5 stays open date for WA. That'd be really nice.
And geez, the way things are going, Jason, you have some pretty important finals to play on home soil as well. So to be 7 points clear at the top of the table, a big win recently against another team that's going very well in the Sydney Sixers, which was a big scalp. You must be thrilled with the way the team's going.
Yeah, we're very happy. And the thing that we keep talking about is we've obviously been throwing some challenges with playing over East, with all the COVID situations, the ins and outs of that. But we keep finding a way to just make sure that we turn up for game day. Every time it's a game day, we've been able to switch on and really adapt to whatever's thrown at us. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, and we're having a great time doing it as well. Like I said before, we've got a very close group and everyone gets on really well, and that's a big part of it too, knowing that especially when guys come in and out of the squad, they slot back in seamlessly. They put their performances straight back on the board. The one that really comes to mind for me is Matt Kelly. So he started the season for us, had an outstanding performance in our first game, second game, missed a game or two when Tamal came in for us, and then sort of had come in and out. And every time he's come back in, he's taken 1, 2, 3, even 4 wickets. He took 4 wickets the other night against the Stars. So he's been a real standout performer for us as well.
Jace, much has been made of the BBL this year and whether there's too many games and the crowds and all those sorts of things. Now, we know there are factors with, you know, COVID and people aren't super keen to be out and about and going to large sporting events. Have you got an opinion on where the BBL sits and perhaps some potential changes that you could bring in to improve or continue to evolve the sport?
Oh, how long have we got? there's always ways you can look to improve things, and there's meetings, I guess, every year we get asked a lot by our players association what we think worked, what didn't, and those are the things that we can hopefully continue to push to Cricket Australia and say, look, as players, we feel like this is working or this is not working, because at the end of the day, it's a partnership between Cricket Australia and the players as well, and we want to be involved and make sure that we're producing the best product possible, because that's something that we've worked so hard for. The BBL is in its 11th season, and it's such a prime product and one that we love playing in as Australian cricketers, but also you chat to the internationals who come out and play in the Big Bash, and they have an absolutely amazing time playing in it as well. Obviously, things have been a little bit more restricted with the way COVID is at the moment, but generally, when you come to Australia, especially the Poms, they absolutely love it, mate. They get down the beach, they roast themselves, they have a great time, and it's something that, yeah, it's a super tournament, so we want to do everything we can to make it as strong and as, I guess, as appealing for everyone as possible.
So just one more on that then, Jason. What's your non-negotiable? What's your, the main thing that you think has to change going forward next year, next season?
I think just the main thing that we've spoken a bit about, and it's started to come down already, is just the timing of it. So a lot of the complaints over the past couple of years was probably that it started to drag too long. And the big thing for me was now having kids as well and understanding how the schooling timetable works again is like you want to have your finals before school goes back, because that's when you're going to get your bigger crowds. That's when all the kids can still come, because parents are more reluctant to send their kids to games when they've got school the next day. So that was something that has changed now and is continuing to get better. So that's a huge thing.
At 31, I'm going to take a liberty and call you a veteran, Jace.
Disgraceful.
As someone who's been around for a little while, how do you currently see the calendar for a professional cricketer or even an aspiring young cricketer? You've got the introduction of T20 cricket. You know, play Shield cricket. Everyone aspires to play for their country. You've got to train for all three formats. How do you find the calendar, the balance of, you know, your cricketing duties versus having a life with your family and getting some time away from the game? Is the balance okay, or is there just too much cricket?
No, the balance is okay, I think. It really depends on... You hit the nail on the head, though, as well. A lot of guys are wanting to play three formats and play cricket for Australia, which is the ultimate goal, and that's something that you have to factor in the way you want to go about it. The big thing, I think, personally, is that, like, yeah, I want to be playing cricket for Australia. So I'm structuring all my trainings and everything I do around playing cricket for Australia and making sure that the schedule works. And obviously having a young family now as well, traveling is the toughest part for me now, because generally they can't come on the road all the time. So that's probably the hardest thing for me to factor in personally. But it's something that we also know that you don't play cricket forever. Like, so at 31, I'm obviously closer to the end of my career than I am at the start. There's no sort of two ways about that. But for whatever time I've got left, I want to make sure I really do everything I can to play as good a cricket as possible and to really keep enjoying it. So that's something that we know that it doesn't last forever, and that we make sure you really make hay while the sun shines, as they say.
I'm not sure you'd like going forward too many 10:10 a.m. games on the fixture, because that's what you've got tomorrow, local time in Adelaide, against the Strikers. Well, at least you go out for lunch afterwards, potentially.
Yeah, it is a bit of a strange one. I've never played a T20 game so early, unless it's been for my club side, Subi, back home. So, yeah, it would definitely be a bit of an adjustment, but I know a few of the boys are pretty keen for it, because they might be trying to sneak in around the golf before we get on the flight again.
That's probably more like it, indeed. And, geez, you'd be upset Rashid Khan's not going to be out there for the Strikers, I reckon.
Yeah, it's tough. He's such a good player. So, yeah, it's one thing that the competition, again, like I heard Rash talking last night, he took 6 for 17 or something ridiculous. So yeah. He's a super bowler. And, yeah, the Strikers obviously miss him, and the competition as a whole will miss him. He's an entertainer, and I think he said in one of his interviews recently, like, he just loves coming to the Big Bash, loves coming to Australia. So, yeah, like you said, big miss for the game tomorrow night. Oh, sorry, tomorrow morning. What am I saying? but, yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around it, as you can see. But, no, he's a fantastic player, and, yeah, he'll be sorely missed for the tournament.
Well, Jason, well done on your own form. Certainly well done on the team's form so far this tournament. You're absolutely slaying them. You don't need us to wish you luck, but we will anyway. Best luck for the rest of the campaign, and hope you can get back into your own bed sooner rather than later. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
As Jason Behrendorf there, great to chat to someone from a Perth-based team, isn't it, given the time difference as well. He's joined us thanks to KO and ESPN. Can catch every game of the biggest NBL or biggest NBL season. A little pump up for the NBL there. So I thought I'd give them another credit for you, Josh. And the BBL as well, which is obviously all over Fox, streamed on KO.